his favorite thing is forbidden. Cutting the line, he steps on toes, but when he does, it's with a smile. He knows so well he's crossing lines. It's not that bad, relying on his little eyes.
Money.
T-A-L.
we just heard Ruby Pins, one of the many projects from Lillian Mehring, who was in Grass Widow and now plays in Debt Rag. It was a song called Chariot from a self-titled LP that came out in 2013. Before that was Die Benjamins from Germany doing In 10 Jahren. And that band features Annette, who was the vocalist in Hansaplast. Pretty cool that she's still actively making music. That's from a new single on Tomatenplatten. Before that was The Frantic Elevators, the precursor to another band that I will let you research because it's pretty wild. That was Every Day I Die from a 1979 7-inch called Voice in the Dark. We also heard Clickbait from Chicago doing Money from a new 7-inch that they released as part of their European tour that they're currently on. And at the start of the set was Marauder and Clever Sneaker from their brand new LP on Feel It. And this next track's by Half Japanese from their 1984 LP, Our Solar System. It's called Thing with a Hook.
Thank you.
Was Flesh World doing Sturdy Swiss Hiker from their self-titled 12-inch, which came out in 2014 on La Vida Es Un Mousse. We also heard a new project called Schimmel Uber Berlin and Komshan from a new record on Static Age called Eisenmund, featuring at least one member of the band Aus, who I'm quite fond of. Prior to that was Chime Oblivion and Smoke Ring from a self-titled record that came out back in April. A super group of sorts, vocals by Nelly, who is in a band called Naked Lights, who are like supremely underrated. Also Weasel Walter and the former drummer of Bow Wow Wow and some guy named John Dwyer. Starting the set, we had Half Japanese and Thing with a Hook from Our Solar System, circa 1984. I've got one more song, but before I get to that, some announcements and reminders. If you'd like to listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, there are so many just waiting to be heard at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you have music that you would like to submit for potential airplay or to be reviewed on our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, please send vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. And speaking of reviews, if you have strong opinions about punk and punk-adjacent music and you are good with deadlines and might be interested in being a reviewer for MRR, please drop us a line at reviews@MaximumRockandRoll.com for more information. Maximum Rock and Roll is entirely volunteer run, so if you would like to support what we are doing so that we can continue to bring you free radio and record reviews and so much more, you can donate at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Brandy and Sam with support from Paul. My name is Erica Elizabeth. I am going to leave y'all with something from the latest Optic Sync LP called Lucky Number, which came out last month on Feel It. This is a track from that called How Can I Help You? Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Hey, hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
This is Bird Note. Kereru, green-blue pigeons native to New Zealand, like to sun themselves after a good meal. Kereru have a distinct preference for fruit. In fact, many local trees depend on these pigeons. They're the only birds left that can both ingest and pass the seeds from the fruits of many native trees. But in warm summer months, the bird sunbathing has a surprising side effect. A part of their digestive system, called the crop, stores their latest snack, where it begins to ferment. The birds, in essence, brew their very own batch of boutique throat wine. The rotund creatures often get so tipsy that they fall out of trees, prompting compassionate Kiwis, New Zealanders, not the birds, to deliver them to local bird rescues and let them sober up. One manager said it was ridiculous. People were bringing armfuls of these flaming drunk pigeons. In 2018, the citizens of New Zealand voted the Kereru as Bird of the Year. Perhaps conservation organization Forest and Bird described the species best. That absolute unit, the roundest boy, the devourer of fruit, the whooshiest of whooshes. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.